There are Matthew loves to talk about the fulfilling of Scripture. So this is when Jesus goes from Nazareth over to Capernaum, to the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. He is fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah said, that the people in Zebulun and Naphtali will have light shone upon them. People who sat in darkness and the shadow of death, on them light has dawned. And what Matthew is saying, of course, is that Jesus going to that region is the light that dawns on them. And Lord have mercy, they have been sitting in the shadow of death. So, this is a quick geography. Here's the Mediterranean Sea over here to the west. To the east is the Arabian Desert. Zebulun and Naphtali are in this little alley right between, in between Egypt and Mesopotamia. That's the way people traveled, all right, to get from one to another. Traders, of course, trade routes and all of that stuff, but significantly armies. Lots of armies trample through that region. The Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Romans, they all come right through Zebulun and Naphtali. And it leaves them in shambles. So the Assyrians, for example, they take the people that they conquer, and from one colony, they take the people out of there, and then they take people from another colony they have conquered and put them down in that spot. So now the people in Zebulun and Naphtali are no longer speaking Hebrew. They're speaking some other language. And the reason they did that is because it was easier to control people if they weren't in their home place, right? So Zebulun and Naphtali see this dynamic happening time and time again. Armies coming through. So they are, that's one way in which they have just had lots of darkness in their life. On the plus side, it becomes this place of a kind of a cosmopolitan kind of place, right? People from all over the world live in these little regions, right? In these little towns. And that's why it's called Galilee of the Gentiles, because people from all over live there. Jews, Gentiles alike. All right, so there they are. Finally, the last thing about all of that is this. Jesus goes from Nazareth over to Capernaum, which is right next door to the town of Tiberias, which is the Roman headquarters for Galilee, where Herod Antipas lives, and where he has just arrested John and put him in prison. I always thought that when it said that Jesus went from Nazareth to Capernaum, it was because he was a little nervous and he was withdrawing. That's not what the text says, though. The text says he goes to Capernaum, and what it means is that he's going right to the heart of where all of this stuff has happened, where John has been arrested by Herod. So he's not running away from anything, he's moving right towards it. And he's proclaiming the same thing that John's proclaimed. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. One prophet has fallen, and Jesus is picking up the mantle and speaking the same message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Tiberias, that city, the Romans made. And here's the other reason that they're sitting in the shadow of darkness, in the shadow of death, rather. Tiberias is built on a cemetery. And what it meant was that the town of Tiberias was unclean for Jews to live in because it was on a cemetery. Right? So Jesus goes to the place of death, to a place that's unclean, to a cemetery, to begin his public ministry. We all know he goes to the cemetery towards the end of his public ministry because he gets buried in a cemetery, right? So at the beginning and at the end, here are these cemeteries. What in the world is going on? I think what's going on is that Jesus is selecting. He's looking around and he's saying, where is the place of death? That's where I need to be. Where is the suffering? That's where I need to be. Where is the oppression? That's where I need to be. Jesus finds the places where death has power. Not because he's interested in the power of death, but he's interested in undermining the power of death, of reminding people that God is not about death, that God is about life. And so he goes to this place and he says, repent, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And I think he's pointing at himself. The kingdom of heaven has come near. I'm here. And he begins to teach. And he begins to proclaim. And he begins to heal. And he said, now this is the work of God. This healing, this teaching, this preaching, that's God's work. This death stuff, that's not God's. That's human beings. This is God. And he brings healing and wholeness. Now, the other day, I received two different phone calls from different people. And from one from the Midwest and one from down south. So, not connected. But both of them, on the very same day, someone called me and said, I've been thinking about you. My mom died today. And I wanted you to know that I had peace at the last with me. And then I also want to know you that this. It was so beautiful to be with her in her dying. I thought I would be scared to death. But it was beautiful because God was there. The hospice chaplain came in and was playing music. And then the chaplain of the hospital came in. And she had this beautiful voice. And so the two of them just sat and sang as my mom was dying. Sang her all the way into heaven. It was beautiful. And I thought, the people who sat in darkness, the people who sat in the shadow of death, on them light has dawned. This beautiful gift of music. And the sisters and the brothers were all there. Hold on to that just a minute. The sisters and the brothers. Then the next one came. And it wasn't even, it was this. I'm with my mom. She's going to die today, I think. And I had to call you because I was thinking about you. And my sisters are all there with her. And I'm there. I'm here. It's amazing. I've always heard you talk about it, but I've never experienced it. But God is here. Can you imagine? You all don't have to imagine because many of you have seen this and experienced it. But wherever the power of death seems to be strongest, that's where Jesus is drawn to. Tiberias? What? Built on a cemetery? That's my kind of place. Let's go. Right? And the brothers and sisters thing? In the story that I told Ian, the river, it's like it's the River Jordan. Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan, and then he's going to the Sea of Galilee. And by the Sea of Galilee, he meets who? Fishermen, right? Who are casting their nets. Just like in, so Jesus is fulfilling two prophecies in this, not just Isaiah, but also Ezekiel. Because there he is, by the Sea of Galilee, and everybody's fishing. And it's just, and in Ezekiel the vision is, and the land will be divided equally. And in Hebrew, the phrase equally, it will be divided as among brothers. So it's no coincidence that the first people that he calls are brothers. And the second set of people that he calls are brothers. Because we are equals. There's no longer this hierarchy. God is the Father, and all of us are siblings, brothers and sisters. Just like St. Paul says when he speaks to the Corinthians, brothers and sisters. Why is there division among you? Is Christ divided? No. Are some people more important than others in this body of Christ? No. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. That's God's vision. And God's vision will not be deferred. It will not be denied. Because he is calling us to go to the places where there is hierarchy, right? Where people are suffering from oppression and put down, we are called to go and stand with them and be with them and bear witness to the light of Christ. Where people are suffering, we are called to go, to follow Jesus. We already know Jesus is going to be there. Because that's his kind of place. So, follow me, Jesus says to his disciples. Follow me. And so we will follow him to all of those places where the shadow of death is cast over people. And we will say, this shadow is not of God. The light of life is of God. And like the people of Zebulun and Naphtali, and who of us is not? I mean, how many times have you ever said to yourself, boy, I feel just like the people of Zebulun and Naphtali right now. No, you haven't said that, but you have said, oh, I'm suffering. I'm hurting. I need help. I need the light of God. So, we are called to be the light to our brothers and our sisters, no matter where they are in this hierarchy that we have created. We are called to follow Jesus to all of those places and to bear witness. The kingdom of heaven has come near. And Lord have mercy. We are all in the need of that light. So, put down our nets, we follow. And the river of life will flow. And the dead will be raised. Even us.